بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. فعن عبد الله بن حنظلة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: درهم ربا يأكله الرجل وهو يعلم أشد من 36 زنية. رواه أحمد رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا عبد الله بن حنظلة رضي الله عنه reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that one dirham of interest which a person consumes, he benefits from. وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ, whilst he knows that interest is haram. It is not due to a lack of knowledge. أَشَدُّ, it is more severe than carrying out the act of zina 36 times. Now, in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has compared two deeds, both of which are major. But he is saying that one deed which is interest, benefiting from one dirham of interest, is equal to carrying out the other one 36 times, is worse rather. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? So the first and most clear reason is that in regards to interest, such a warning has been mentioned in the Quran, which very rare you will find such a severe warning. Which is that Nabi sallallahu, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that the person who is benefiting from interest, he is at war with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama have said that this means that such a person who is at war with Allah and his Rasul, he is, at the time of his death, his iman is in great danger. So that person who benefits from one dirham of interest, his iman is in more danger than the person who carries out the act of zina 36 times. First reason. Second reason. A Muslim, when he carries out zina, then he is overcome by his desires. Sooner or later he does tawbah. Or sooner or later he feels regretful. After the first time, if it is extremely religious, he will do it multiple times. But in his old age, when he looks back, he will feel regretful. Very rarely does the person who benefits from interest ever feel regretful. Rarely. And regret is the first step to tawbah. So very rarely does such a person be given the tawfiq to do tawbah. Third reason. The act of zina. How long does it take? Half an hour, 1 hour, a person is busy in sin, great sin. The act of taking interest, it is a long-term sin. A person has been given a loan, a person has taken a loan. That loan is going to be paid in 5 years, 10 years with interest. For 5 years, 10 years, he is continuously in sin. So this is a very, very severe sin. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that anyone connected to this sin is in the same boat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who takes it, the person who consumes it, in fact, the person who helps in the transaction in any way, for example, he is writing the transaction down, they are all cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the effect of this sin, of engaging in interest, in the hereafter, at the time of death. And what about the effect in this world? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that inna riba wa in kathur, interest, even if the benefit is great, you have accrued a large amount through interest. Or through interest you managed to get a loan. And through that loan you benefited greatly. Your business is booming now. وَإِنْ كَثُرَ, even if it is a very large amount, فَإِنَّ عَاقِبَتَهُ تَسِيرُ إِلَىٰ قُلْ, sooner or later, you will suffer a loss as a result of it. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafidhullah has mentioned a very pertinent point. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's manner of dealing with the Muslims and non-Muslims is not alike in everything. And he said that a non-Muslim community can thrive on interest economically. But it is impossible that a Muslim individual, a Muslim community can thrive on interest economically. Sooner or later, they will be hit. So, this has specifically been mentioned is that you will very rarely find a person in a jubba and a beard who is involved in zina. But you will very commonly find people with a jubba and a beard who are interested in interest, whether it is taken interest, whether it is paying interest. So this is something which needs paying specific attention to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay away from this sin. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.